you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
But there's a sign.
Good Friday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word to reel back those life applications. We have been looking at practical holiness here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And we talked last week about the importance of certain things that we just need to avoid. And one of them was sexual immorality. And we come back here, and the other thing I want to talk about here today is the second thing Paul picks up in verses 4 and 5 is to control your desires. To state the matter positively, Paul wrote, "Each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who does not know God." Now, the actual translation of this verse is, "Each of you should learn to control his own vessel in a way that is holy and honorable." Now, the debate among translators is whether the vessel refers to our body or whether it refers to our mate. However, it seems more likely that Paul is saying, control yourself, which is the way that the NIV translates. And I think Paul is stating the negative prohibition in a positive form. We are not just to abstain, we are to control our bodies, desires, and passions. We are not to be like the rest of the world, driven by our hormones and our desires. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, we read, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Now, Paul argued that our body is the place where God's Spirit resides. In other words, we not only represent God in what we do, we take God into what we do. And what would happen if you realized that God was looking over your shoulder as you browsed the internet? How would your behavior be different if you remembered that God knew exactly what you were thinking? An out-of-control person is a dangerous person. Sexually transmitted diseases are running rampant in our society. Nothing's changed. We don't only have that. We have broken homes, abortion, child abuse, homosexuality, and other sick perversions as a result of these out-of-control passions. We must work to control our appetites. The third thing we see here is, don't wrong your brother. And this leads to the last injunction in verse 6. It says, "In this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him." Now, Paul is here referring to what I'll call the ripple effect in any immoral situation. People argue all the time that, well, they ain't hurting anyone by their immoral actions. And I'm going to tell you something. It's just not true. It hurts your spouse, because it inevitably draws you away from them. No spouse can live up to an imagined relationship. It hurts your children. It creates tension in the home. It leads to emotional separation and then often to divorce. It hurts your relationship with God. It hinders your spiritual walk. It hurts the spouse and the family or the future of the spouse or family of the person you are involved with. It leaves scars that never fully heal. It hurts those who turn to you for spiritual guidance. It hurts your friendship because you force people to choose. It hurts unbelievers who know you profess to follow Christ. It hurts the children who are victims of the perversion or held hostage to ravage homes. It hurts the babies who are aborted to keep from having to face consequences of immoral choices. Paul wrote, "The Lord will punish men for all such sin as we already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God who gives you his Holy Spirit." Now, these words are so important, I want to read them again. "The Lord will punish men for all such sins as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you the Holy Spirit. In this final analysis, in addition to hurting others, we're actually hurting ourselves. In our desire to live for passions, we are choosing to turn away from the path of God. We're choosing to deaden our consciences. We become hardened to the things of God and to the people around us. We choose to be God's enemies. We choose to not care about anyone but ourselves. Well, listen, that's all the time I got. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.